into Kenya.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, with all these new concussion stories and new studies on, you know, concussive-type issues and what's been happening to football players, NFL players, or college football players, or football players, somebody's suggesting that maybe we just ban helmets. Are helmets the cause of our concussions? We'll talk about that. All right. We'll also talk about ultramarathon runners, how the older you are, the better you seem to do, and maybe the healthier it is. So we'll talk about these ultramarathon runners. God bless you guys for doing that. I couldn't do that. A story I didn't get to is apparently many women think men are, like, going too heavy on the body spray as well as the deodorant. Not too good, because if you're doing it for us ladies, because I know most of you guys don't want to spray it for yourselves, right? Definitely got to kind of give you guys a break here. Maybe you don't have to be spraying all this stuff, because we women don't like it anyway. Apparently, premature birth, okay, is a concern. Apparently, certain bacteria may be the cause of it. Kind of cool in OB news. Then there's a cure for quote-unquote broken hearts, where there is a glue that people can use, doctors can use, to glue the heart tissue together. We'll kind of give you guys a little bit more scoop on that. Pretty cool how glue can mend our heart wounds. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. CES is occurring right now in Las Vegas this week, and we're hearing about all these cool things, and there's been some talk of these certain decoders, Star Trek-type medical decoders that hopefully will be on the horizon soon. I guess this certain glue that could be used to repair wounds is something being talked about, not so much at CES, but it's kind of on that whole, you know, Star Trek wave of real cool stuff we wish we had in medicine now that we may have soon. All right. Apparently, researchers have invented an adhesive that could repair heart wounds. It bonds to heart tissue. It's as strong as stitches or staples. It seals the wounds while avoiding complications, according to inventors Jeffrey M. Karp, an associate professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School, and Dr. Pedro Del Nido, a cardiac surgeon at Boston Children's Hospital. Apparently, staples and sutures could cause issues. With each pass of a suture needle, you have to realign the tissue. Staples can also damage tissue, and they need to be bent to lock into place. And staples don't provide a watertight seal like glue could. So researchers aim to design a water-repellent polymer glue that could harden quickly and create a seal that could withstand the stress in a beating heart or a blood vessel. This is so cool. Am I the only one, like, really excited about this? The glue starts off with the viscosity of honey, so it's kind of thick. The doctor can kind of paint this. I know, I kind of feel like eating some honey now. The doctor can paint it onto a patch and use the patch on the heart to repair a hole in the tissue. Kind of like, you know, when you patch a bicycle tire. This is being reported by Fox News. Or the doctor could apply the glue directly to the tear in the blood vessel or intestinal wall or any other area, clamp the edges of the torn tissue together until the glue hardens. And I know some of you are like, wait a second, isn't this like Dermabond? It's supposed to be a little bit different than Dermabond. Dermabond's kind of a lot like crazy glue, where it's viscous, it would be thinner than this. And unfortunately, you couldn't use something like that because it drips. Dermabond can still drip. Okay, you don't want a lot of dripping because you don't want adhesive going where it doesn't. You want something that you can control. It has to be viscous enough, thick enough to control, but then it also has to dry quickly. Okay, but not like super glue where it dries by the time you realize that, ooh, you applied it, it already dried. All right, mind you, super glue is cool. Okay, and people still use super glue on their wounds, which, by the way, don't. Okay, I'd rather you use the multiple $100 Dermabond because it's sterile. Okay, I'm not trying to push the company or anything. It's just, you know, I'm not allowed to tell you guys to use super glue. Okay, because they're not sterile. But this stuff is a little different from what I understand. Okay, the surgeon, after they, I guess the glue molecules, once it gets on there, it kind of works itself into the collagen fibers in the tissue. Then the surgeon shines a UV light onto the glue. This will cause the glue molecules to release free radicals, which are highly reactive, bind molecules in the glue called acrylate groups, bind them to one another, and then they create the strong chains. So you need the UV light to make everything stick. Then the substance is as pliable and as hard as rubber. And then the molecules that are intertwined with the heart's own collagen, it should hopefully stick. So far, the team has tested the glue on pigs and rats. In pigs, the researchers inserted a patch into a living heart and attached it to the septum. Septum is what kind of divides the upper chambers of the heart, the left and the right atria. So you got the atrial septum. And then they also prepared a coronary artery, which brings blood to the heart muscle. A ventricular septum would be dividing the ventricles. It's basically the wall between the right and the left. The kind of vertical, it would, even though it's a little diagonal because the heart sits, the vertical wall between the right and the left ventricular septum, atrial septum is between the left and the right atrium, okay, the upper chambers. All right, and then they also use it on a coronary artery, okay? You know, imagine if you blow an artery or blow an aneurysm. This could be cool. In rats, the researchers cut tiny holes into their hearts, similar to what certain birth defects may be, like these, you know, when people are born with a quote-unquote hole in the heart, like a patent foramen ovale or some other sort of, you know, like a patent ductus arteriosus. But there's a variety of things that may stay open, and this could be used to close that up. It's supposedly, according to them, pretty cool stuff. And let me see. So what they did, they actually made the holes into the rat's heart. I hope PETA doesn't get mad. And then they were able to patch him up, seal it, and I'm sure they gave them pain medicine. I'm sure they were fine. Of course, human trials need to be conducted before this glue can be used regularly. Apparently, they say that they formed a company called Gecko Biomedical, and they have already raised $10 million. That's not even going to cut it, by the way. $10 million won't even cut it to get the research started, but still, cool stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. This is my 5th anniversary of being on air. I started on air January 9th, 2009, and it has been an amazing 5 years. I hope I'll have another 55 to go. And thanks to you all for making that happen. And thanks to GCN and all the affiliates out there that allowed me to do this and didn't fire me and pull the plug, right, or turn off the microphone. It could happen. It could. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is kind of interesting. I guess a Japanese firm is bringing out kind of some frilly floral lingerie for men. I guess the Japanese online retailer, I believe the label is called Wish Room Men. And I guess there's bras and panties for men. And there is a market for this. Now, you know, don't giggle at this. I don't think you guys realize how common it is for men to like the feel of a woman's underwear. All right? There's a difference between transvestite and transgender. We've discussed that. Transvestites want to still be the sex they are. You could have a transvestite female. You could have a transvestite male. They want to be the sex they are, and they're heterosexual. Transgender is somebody who doesn't want to be the sex they are, and they feel that mentally they are the opposite sex. So if somebody is a transvestite and they come in, and I do, I have some transvestite patients, and they wear women's underwear. Many of them are straight. They go, I just like the feel of this. I call it my good luck charm, but feeling something silk or lacy, I like it. It turns me on. I have sex with my wife. I like it. Right? But a lot of men don't do that because they're afraid of any social stigma. So you are going to start seeing a supply of male type of underwear that may satisfy the needs of many heterosexual men out there to feel lace or some sort of silk, etc. Okay, I had a patient who he wore men's underwear, but he had his wife's panties on underneath because he really liked the way they felt. So is transvestite the proper term for somebody who likes the way silk feels, lace feels? You know, I mean, I remember when I was first married to my husband, I got some satin sheets, and my husband was rubbing it up against his face. He's like, oh my gosh, these satin sheets feel good. They were horrible to sleep on because they were cold. We didn't like the satin sheets at all. But he would, I mean, he loved the, you know, you feel something soft or whatever. You rub it on your cheek. He likes to feel that. Now, he would never wear satin underwear, et cetera. You know, he wears his boxer briefs and he's happy with it. But what if we really have a population out there that we don't realize that really likes the feel of certain materials? And if those materials are only available discreetly in underwear form, they have to turn to underwear to wear them. Right? Because think about it. I mean, guys can't really wear a silk undershirt. I do. I have one patient who wears a silk tee because he really likes the feel of silk. He's not wearing it because he wants to wear women's underwear. It's a silk camisole, and it feels good. All right? So there's a difference there. Okay, you know, I mean, a transvestite, from what I understand is, and the definition that I learned, is somebody that, I guess, receives some sort of, shall we say, sexual pleasure from wearing underwear. Wearing underwear of the opposite sex. And but you know, you have, like, for example, I love wearing my husband's sports shirts, so I will wear my husband's sports shirts. Okay, sometimes his boxers are really comfortable, more comfortable than a nightgown. So does that mean I'm a transvestite because my husband's shirts are more comfortable? Okay, women have been wearing their husband's shirts for, you know, forever. According to Wikipedia, transvestism is the practice of dressing and acting in a style or manner traditionally associated with the opposite sex. Apparently, the term was coined back in 1910. It was even referred to in the Hebrew Bible. That's very interesting. And I guess transvestism comes from a crossover and vestitous dress. So, cross-dressing. Now, it's more odd for a man in our society to wear female clothing, yet females wearing men's clothing, I mean, it's a lot more comfortable, all right? Do I wear women's underwear to work? Yeah, I do wear women's underwear to work, all right? But I love my husband's boxers because they're like shorts. They're my boxer briefs, they're just so comfortable. You know what I really love to wear to bed is Walmart used to sell these South Park and Homer Simpson boxers, right? These real colorful boxers that say beefcake and things like that. I wear those. They're fun. They're funny. But I guess if that makes me, dressing inappropriately, I just think they're more comfortable. Remember, I live in a house full of guys, okay? Nobody has extra nightgowns or extra, I don't know, teddies around. I wear whatever's around. And actually, I mean, my son is old enough now where I could wear his T-shirts. And I wouldn't wear his underwear, Lord have mercy. But I could wear his T-shirts, I could wear my son's tennis shoes. Yeah, I work out in my son's tennis shoes because they're a lot more comfortable than girl tennis shoes. They're just more comfortable. But don't worry, I do wear women's underwear. So it's kind of interesting to see that there's a demand for male underwear. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Over the break, Nancy from Long Island writes, Doctor, my husband had a heart attack and recent bypass surgery. He is doing well, but the doctor told him he could resume sexual activity. It's been only 5 weeks. I'm scared to death. Could his wound reopen? I'm listening to your glue segment. So she was listening to the glue segment. We were talking about that certain type of glue on hearts. When to have sex after cardiac surgery. I was always taught 6 weeks. You could resume sex about 6 weeks. Of course, see how you feel. Okay? As long as you're not having wound issues, you're not having chest pain. All right? I mean, these doctors will really tighten you up good. And when they sew you up, because they want the blood vessels to handle pressure. And sex isn't the only pressure causing or blood pressure rising or pulse racing activity out there. You could have a nightmare when you wake up. You could be coming out of anesthesia and your heart rate goes up or your blood pressure goes up. So when the surgeon is in there sewing or stapling or gluing or whatever the hell they're doing, all right, and they do a lot. All right, I really give the cardiothoracic surgeons and cardiovascular surgeons phenomenal credit for what they do. They make sure you're tight when you come out because you're going to be in pain. And what happens when you're in pain? Blood pressure goes up, heart rate goes up. So the sexual activity risk isn't so much your heart rate going up or your blood pressure going up because a lot of things make that happen. But it's the movement, all right, that could be an issue. But many of you that have had cardiac bypass surgery, you're in cardiac rehab. And they make you walk on a treadmill and they make you move. So depending on how much you move and do, you know, and role playing, I believe most people can very, very safely have sex by the 6 week mark. At the 5 week mark, that means your husband must be doing really, really well with his surgery. And I know it's making you nervous, but you guys could maybe choose a certain act that doesn't require a lot of movement. Okay? I mean, you know, after 17 years of marriage, I got that down pat so I can actually fall asleep, you know, without actually moving in the bed. I'm like in my sleep position, so I can just zoom, zonk right out. It's great. Okay? You know, I'm sure you've been married long enough to be able to figure that out. It should be good. But, if your husband fails, let's say, a stress test or some sort of, and the cardiologist could make sure everything's still holding and doing well and staying open. I mean, there's one argument that, you know, he may be safer to have sex than somebody who's never even had his hearts or arteries looked at because he's kind of cleaned up. You know, I would be more scared to have sex with somebody who hasn't had their heart checked than somebody who's just been all that and Roto-Rooters. So I wouldn't panic. Yeah, usually I bring up 6 weeks, but I let the heart doctor decide because they're the ones that made the big bucks. They were the ones that got to be in there doing the operation. All I get to do is, you know, write the prescription off of work. It's not really a lot of fun. But yeah, I get the boring stuff. I get to just watch the blood pressure and the heart rate. You know, I don't get to be the one doing the surgery. I really miss that. I miss doing surgery. That was fun. I did it in residency. Then you go into radio and, you know, I dissect my monologue. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com.
That's freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Not to make a big deal about this, but it's kind of interesting to go back memory lane. 5 years ago, I went on air, January 9th. KLAV was the radio station. I had actually purchased airtime. They were selective. You couldn't just, I had to let them, you know what I wanted to do. You couldn't just throw yourself on air, and, you know, they had to make sure I wasn't going to cuss and embarrass them by any means. I know. And they liked what I had, and I got a pretty decent rate to do a one-hour show once a week on Saturdays. And I did that not because I wanted to become a radio star or because I wanted to become a nationally syndicated radio host or, you know, the guru of medicine, but it was recession time. And patients were losing their jobs. They were calling me. Friends of patients were calling me saying, you know, look, I got a question. Do you mind answering that? And, you know, I realized that I could have my nights off if I only spent about I forgot what I paid. I think it was like $100 a week, you know, for an hour, 150. I think it might have been 150, something like that. All right. And that was a lot of money because, you know, with the recession. But I'm like, you want to know what? It's going to help people. I have my nights to myself. If anybody complains that Dr. Dahlia is not taking my calls after hours right? And she doesn't care. You know, I could say, you know, look, I mean, you know, I'm in the office till 6 at night. I'm in the office every day except Sunday. You could also call my radio show. All right, we'll make this work. So I started doing that. And one of you had asked about my very first broadcast, if I could play it. If I remember correctly, my very first broadcast, I typed out the whole show. I was so scared to death to be on air that I just read from pages. And I remember writing it. I remember being nervous about it. I remember giggling. I remember I thought it was funny. But I was so scared that I was going to mess up that I wanted everything written. And I was going to read off that. I had the font really big. And so I remember listening to the show afterwards going, oh, my gosh, that sounds like I'm reading it. So it wasn't the best broadcast. Nothing I want you guys to ever listen to. It was still funny. I remember enjoying it, but I was so nervous. Nowadays, I mean, yeah, I barely even read what I'm supposed to read to you. You guys remember the mess up. One of the biggest mess ups I've done on air is there was an article I was reading, and I was having some computer problems, and so I was just getting little flashes of it, and I couldn't sit there and read the article to you, and I don't want to read the article to you, but I look at the article and I read from the article and I give the source, etc. Broadcasters can do that. But it was one article that I didn't read prior. And it had to do with dirty offices and how many dirty offices had E. coli on the computer, on the phone, etc. Well, I had seen the word E. coli, and I had assumed the O word was orifices. And I guess the title of the study had construed as saying men's orifices are dirtier than females' orifices. So I spent a whole 15-minute segment talking about men's orifices and why they're dirtier than females' orifices, only to find out later when I was prepping for the next day's show that it was offices. Now, I could have very easily moved on, right, you know, and not acted like I made a mistake, right, and that I wasn't prepped for that show. But I just thought you guys had to realize that I could have insulted many men talking about how their orifices had more E. coli than females' orifices. Because I have no idea. I thought that's what the study was talking about. But, again, the computer was down and I had to ablib. And that's what you have to do. You got to ablib. So, to make a long story short, I did not, my apology. I know right now Chris Christie is being grilled over traffic jam gate. I don't have anything as concerning as traffic jam gate, but that's probably my closest. It was called orifice gate. Yeah. But I got to tell you something. Radio has definitely changed since I started. You know, back in 2008, 2009, when I decided to start a radio career, there was still a lot of money to be made in radio, a lot of advertising, etc. And they were probably, in addition to television, hit really hard by the recession and advertising dollars. And what was also very, very interesting is as radio was becoming more and more political, I went on there thinking I could be like a Dr. Dina Dell just answering medical questions. Yet, once Obamacare passed, people wanted to just know about Obama and health care and Medicare, and they drew me into being political. And so, yeah, I was, you know, very fiscally conservative, and I'm very conservative from a fiscal standpoint and from a medical standpoint, but I'm very, very socially moderate on many social issues. And so, you know, I had to, all of a sudden, from being quiet about my political beliefs and religious beliefs, you know, you're always taught you never discuss religion and politics. Now, I'm discussing it all the time. And I learned to be very, very open. I was always very, very open about certain things, but I never thought I would be talking on air about something that could, you know, tick other people off. But when I realized that Obamacare was ticking a lot of us off, and I made my predictions back in 2009 on my concern, and 2010, my concern about what would happen if Obamacare passed, I realized that, you know what, it's okay. And the more we discuss, the more we hash things out. Unfortunately, the more I discussed, the less I didn't notice anything get done. Everything that's happening now with Obamacare that I predicted, we're still stuck with it. So part of me feels like at my 5-year mark that a lot of the griping and a lot of the things I've said really didn't amount to anything. I wasn't really able to cause change. I wasn't able to protect you guys from healthcare woes. etc. Some of you have said my work has helped because I've been, you know, a sounding board. You've been able to write to me, call, complain. I've been able to tell you what to do to prepare. Some of you have said I've warned you of certain things, so you got certain things done before Obamacare hit. But I am a little disillusioned. I kind of wish after 5 years I was able to make more of a change and kind of help prevent this Obamacare mess, but I couldn't. You know, all I could do is just speak my mind, not rhetoric, but just speak from a doctor's, you know, perspective, what I thought would happen. And we're in kind of a mess right now. So it's kind of bittersweet. I'm excited, you know, to have hit my 5-year anniversary, but I'm a little upset because we're actually in a worse position than we were 5 years ago. And maybe some of you are in a better position. Maybe some of you are you know, finally making money again and you have a job and you have health care. And I hope that's the case. I want good for all of you. But from what I see with my practice and us personally and a lot of our friends and family, we are worse off than we ever been. And we're more and more scared. And I just wish I could have been a little bit more helpful in that. That's all. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess we're in an apologizing mood. Chris Christie has had to apologize for traffic jam gate and the bridge lane closures that people are claiming claimed the life of a 91-year-old who had a heart attack that was supposed to be transported, but the transport was slowed because of these lane changes. I'm a little disillusioned by all the media attention to this. I didn't really see this type of media attention with Benghazi. And I guess more people are concerned about what Chris Christie has to say on this traffic jam gate than Hillary Clinton. And that's just the way, you know, politics are. It's all about politics. People are more interested in stories that, you know, seem to fry people, but the people they want fried. And that's kind of been the big headline. Haven't really had a lot of medical headlines except somebody killing his stepfather with an atomic wedgie. So we reviewed atomic wedgies in the first hour. This one was kind of concerning. A two-headed whale was found in Mexico. And some people think what it could be the Fukushima nuclear disaster to blame. Officials from the National Natural Protected Areas Commission verified the discovery during a visit on Monday. All right, they say the creatures were linked at the waist, two full heads, and tail fins. They say this was exceptionally rare. They, of course, are examining the whale. Every winter, hundreds of gray whales migrate from the Bering Sea to the warmer waters of Baja California. And then, of course, you know, people love to watch the whales and the migration of the whales. All right. Do we think it really has to do with radiation? Well, you know, we know that we're hearing about radiation on beaches. This whale would have to be less than, obviously, what Fukushima happened in 2012. So, I mean, it would have to be a very young whale for me to even think that there could have been any issue in utero. Huh. Yeah, whales are mammals. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more women's lives. Just call 800-443-3091 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-443-3091. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save thousands of women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. So call today, 800-443-3091. That's 800-443-3091.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for making this fifth anniversary of me being on air happen. Yee-ha! All right, so football. It's football season, football month. I love football. All right, but this is a very interesting article out of Fox News. Should helmets be banned from football? Should helmets be banned from football? All right, as we are seeing a quote-unquote concussion epidemic. Now, we understand that football is not the safest sport, all right, but the protective gear that has been progressively worn throughout the decades, I think has improved, especially since my grandfather was a football player back in the early 30s. Yeah, in the early 30s. And, I mean, considering what he wore, right, the little leather helmet or the leather, you know, kind of hats or I guess, head coverings. It's a shame. I wish he could have had back in the 30s what they have today. But they say college players experience an average of 2.5 concussions for every 1,000 game-related exposures. And 25,000 players between the ages of 8 and 19 are taken to emergency rooms for concussions each year. All right. Is it the helmet? Are we seeing these types of injuries in lacrosse, in soccer, in hockey? Well, hockey and lacrosse, they still have helmets. Not still different, you know, in terms of protection than the football helmet. But soccer, are we seeing the same type of soccer type injuries? Now, to me, soccer, I get really nervous about because you head the ball and then you could get knocked over and you could hit your head. But soccer is not supposed to be as much contact, obviously, as football. So, and it's very hard to run around and chase after the ball and be able to see without a helmet. But remember when we talked about head injuries with soccer players, how they were suggesting maybe we need to have helmets on our soccer players, not just goalie, but on our soccer players. But now they're talking about, well, maybe these helmets could actually be more of a culprit when it comes to concussions. Now, what is a concussion? You don't have to be knocked unconscious. A concussion is a blow to the head. So if your head is, I guess, shaking back and forth, like shaken baby syndrome, or if you fall, hit the back of your head, the brain within the skull does a coup and counter coup, where it hits one side, it reverbs to the other side, and then back. So you could have multiple impacts with just one fall as your brain is going back and forth, okay? According to Inisa Ramirez, she says, imagine your head as an egg and your skull as the shell. Your brain is the yolk. When I shake the egg, the yolk inside is going to move on the inside and hit the inside of the egg shell. After an individual, of course, sustains a concussion, sometimes the symptoms are nothing. They feel fine. They want to go back back on the field. And another study has come out saying, let's maybe keep them out of school even. Or maybe they shouldn't go right back to school. Maybe they need to, you know, rest a little bit more. And some people, however, once they incur a concussion, they could be confused. They could be a little dizzy. They could be nauseous. They could have a headache. Some of them can be actually knocked out with that. All right. We're starting to see more and more short-term memory losses, later long-term memory losses, and now we've been studying chronic traumatic encephalopathy, all right, which is that degenerative brain disease that we're studying in ex-NFL players, leading to memory loss, impaired judgment, depression, et cetera, even possibly dementia. So then is the injury, all right, is there something, if we do seem to have more and more of a rise with these concussive type injuries, could it possibly be the helmet that we think is actually protecting them? Now, according to Fox News, they say the football helmet was originally introduced back in the late 1800s after 18 players died from skull fractures sustained during play. Since then, deaths from the sport have gone down because of the helmet's introduction, etc. Okay? Yet, according to the National College Athletic Association, football-related concussions have actually increased since the early 1800s. Now, they say helmet-to-helmet hits are banned by both the NFL and the NCAA. Remember these, you could headbutt each other, you can't do that anymore. All right? But is there the possibility that maybe because you have the helmet, you feel more invincible? And so you feel like you have this protection such that when you do guard or when you do try to sack or block, you are going more head first and having that false sense of security. So that could be an issue. It could also be an issue that maybe we're playing more rough than we used to. You know, maybe now you can just go all ape poop out there, and I mean, you know, your aggression, your testosterone is up, whereas maybe back in the olden days, there was a little bit more of sportsman play. I don't know. But, you know, I would hate to think that it's the actual design of the helmet. I would like to think that it's maybe more of the sociological impact of the helmet and those types of issues. But I agree that maybe they need to look at this a little closer, and maybe we need to you know, it's hard because I don't want to change football because I love football and football is the way it is, but I don't want somebody who basically donates their body to the sport, because when you get out of that sport, you have back injuries, knee injuries, shoulder injuries, you know, feet, thumb, hamstring, and then to think that you could be more at risk for dementia, all because you played football for a few years. That's pretty scary stuff. You know, my husband and I are talking to my older son. My older son wants to play football, and I don't want to stop him. I want him to do what he wants to do. But being a doctor and seeing the type of injuries I see with football, I'm kind of scared to death. You know, as much as I would love to go to his football games, and I love football, I can't be selfish here. I mean, I need to be a mom, and I need to be a doctor. I need to say, you know, look, you know, football has, you know, a lot of injuries. But so does lacrosse. So does a lot of other sports. And if, you know, if he's only going to play for a couple years, you know, how do we keep him away from these heavy injuries? I mean, when you're going to play, you're going to go all in. I don't want him benched. I mean, if he's going to play football, I want him playing. I don't want him, you know, sitting on the bench, you know, for I don't know how many seasons. So it's just one of those things where, you know, you don't want to change sport, but, you know, maybe something's different these days, and maybe there's certain, I mean, you know, they stopped the head-to-head, right? You can't, you know, head-to-head players anymore. Maybe, you know, maybe there's just one little slight little, I know I'm being girly on this, but I just want to salvage football, okay? Sometimes you got to give a little to get a little. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But don't spray too much. Now we're looking at spray-on deodorant. Apparently 83% of women in this one poll think men overspray their deodorant. And a lot of women don't like deodorant smell. Now, we may like men's obsession. Men's obsession smells really hot. There may be certain colognes that we like, but deodorant spray we don't like. So your job as men, because I know men don't want to spray deodorant spray for themselves. They do it for, you know, their partners, right? So their partners don't complain. So if we're starting to see that most people are spraying, you know, starting at age 13 when body odor starts to kick in and they seem to go crazy and just overspray, I would find for you the least offensive deodorant, and maybe I would apply a couple times. Okay, you know, you could very easily have a briefcase or something. I don't know what guys carry to work these days. See, women, purse. I have my deodorant in my purse. So if I ever have to reapply, I got it. All right, but men, I understand, they don't really bring deodorant to work. So they try to, like, super spray the morning of. And you know, the best time to actually apply deodorant is the kind of the not the roll-on, but the stick deodorant the night before you go to bed. Then it seems to protect you longer. Is that crazy? But most of us, we take a shower in the morning, and then we apply the deodorant. I don't put the deodorant at night before I go to bed. But I guess the deodorant clogs the sweat ducts, and apparently the best time to apply it is at night, we find. So just, you know, guys, just think about it, and, you know, be careful with the spray-on. I'm not a huge fan of spray-on anything, because I really don't want you breathing the crap in. All right, guys, more Dr. Dahlia coming up. This is my 5th anniversary. Thanks to you all. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.